In this step, we're going to add a score display to our pinball game. We want our score to overlay our scrolling canvas, so I'm going to add another canvas to the parent of our layout root by right-clicking layout root and doing a group into canvas. So this outer canvas I just created will stay in place while layout root scrolls its content. So we're going to need a stack panel to display our score here, because I'm going to have a couple of text blocks within that stack panel. So let me just draw a couple of text blocks out. Okay, so this first one, let's zoom in a bit. This first one will just be our score display, and this one we'll name TXT score so that we can set that through code. And we'll initially set that to 0. We also want our stack panel to auto size to its contents, so we'll just set that to auto, and we want its orientation to be horizontal. Also, the text blocks here are going to have some margin values because of the way they were drawn on the artboard, but I'm just going to remove those so that they're nice and snug together there. Okay, and let's also make the size of this score auto. Okay, so now it'll fit to its contents. Alright, and let's up the font size for these a bit. Let's say 22 point. Very nice. Okay, so now we gotta add some code here to handle the collision events between the ball and the targets and to increment the score. So let's go ahead and edit this in Visual Studio. And the first thing we'll need to do is get a pointer to our physics controller. So I'm going to declare a variable here at the page level. And to get a reference to that physics controller, we can, in the loaded event, use some code I have here, which is basically going to look at the physics controller property for our main canvas. This is the layout root where we place the physics controller behavior. And so we can get a reference to that physics controller by looking at the physics controller property. So now that we have a reference to that, we can handle the collision event for that controller. And this is fired whenever two physics objects collide. Now we're interested in the ball colliding with the target. So I can look for a collision between ellipse ball and canvas kicking target. And remember, that is back on kicking target. If you remember, we named this CNV kicking target. And so every instance of this physics object will begin with that name. Now, if we have multiple instances, they'll be CNV kicking target 1, 2, 3, and so on. And back on the main page, our ellipse ball is our ball physics object, and there it is up there on the screen. So that's the collision we're looking for. And when that happens, we're going to increment this score property, and that score property I'm just going to place in here at the top of the page, and that's simply going to wrap our text block. So to get the score, we're going to convert the value of the text block to an int. And to set it, we'll just set the value of the text block there. So let's go ahead and run this. And now when our ball collides with a target there, if I can get it to collide, we'll get some points. Oh, there we go, there's 10 points. And try for one more, 20, there we go. So we can see our score is working pretty well.